Hello everyone, and a very warm welcome to episode 21 of the Seals podcast. Callum's squad is taking shape nicely as pre-season edges closer, and today we catch up with four of the Blues team for 2022-23. I'm Albert Davis, the host of your official Chester FC podcast. You can catch up on every episode so far on theSealsPodcast.buzzsprout.com, and we're on all of your favourite apps, including Apple and Spotify. The June show brings us chats with four players, some familiar voices and some new ones. So let's get straight into it. Last weekend, it was announced that Jamie Morgan had returned to the club from Altrincham. The fullback departed Chester in January for the National League side, but was delighted to put pen to paper back with the club to play under new boss Callum McIntyre. Here he is, following the announcement. Jamie, welcome back to Chester Football Club. You must be pleased to return. What are your thoughts on coming back to the Diva?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I've got unfinished business. The last spell, there was good times and bad. And I think I'm hoping this season, from the team that we're putting together and Callum coming in as manager, that we can do something successful and finish the season well.
You touched on Callum. Tell us a little bit about how sort of this move came about for you to come back.
It was about the club, but it was also about Callum coming in as manager. We got a good relationship from my first season here. And it was a quick phone call when he gave me a ring and asked me whether I'd be interested or not.
I suppose in sort of the carnage of the festive period, January time, and all the games going thick and fast, it was something that I think might have surprised a lot of people when you moved on to Pastures New earlier in the year to Altrincham. Tell us a little bit about that time for you.
Yeah, so in January when I moved on, it was a tough one for me. I think it did come as a shock. It was totally down to me. I saw where I was at and where the club was at. The club was in a transition period and I wasn't getting games. I was injured. I wasn't fit. And I felt a little bit like my wage was inhibiting the club. I feel greatly for the club and Chester itself. And I felt at the time, with me not being involved and the new manager coming in, he was going to need funds and similar. I thought when the opportunity did come up, I felt like it was the right time to do it for me and for the club.
Tell us a little bit about your time at Alti, because ultimately you said it was the right time for you and for the club, but for you as a player, it was the opportunity to play in the fifth team and to challenge yourself at a high level.
Yeah, I wasn't too keen on leaving, but I knew it was the right thing to do. And it did present me with the opportunity to go and play in that league higher and experience a few things. And I think I come back with that experience in that league and experience against those sort of players. And I think it's done me a lot of good.
You talk about having unfinished business. Obviously, two seasons, COVID curtailed here, and then a third season, you depart in the middle of the season. So for you, it's probably just about getting a full season under your belt at this club, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be nice to finish one. I think that is important from right from the start to the end, to be at a good level and successful. It'd be brilliant for us as a team and for me.
The time that you've joined, obviously the past couple of days, the club sold 900 season tickets, almost 1,000, hit the booster budget target for the third year running. A fantastic fan base, and I'm sure you're excited to be playing back in front of them again.
Yeah, there's a good feel about the place. I feel like the energy's been put back into the club, similar to my first season. The last two have been a little bit quieter, whereas this season I feel like it could be that one where we go and do something.
You've got a good relationship with Callum. You've obviously had chats about him. What are the aims, what are the ambitions, what are the targets for this season?
Well, it is, as the club as Chester is, I think it goes without saying that we want to win something. We want to go up, either go up straight away or we want to get into the playoffs and go through. I think that's just the aura of the place, is to be successful.
In terms of the changes to the club since you were last here, obviously there's the opportunity to be training at a brand new facility as well in the King George Hub. It is a really exciting time going into the brand new season, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And with the morning training too, more time with the lads, more training in general is always better. And I think the facility is going to be fantastic to have a home base for all of us in the week. It can do a lot for the team.
It's great to see Jamie back, and next up we speak to a player who Morgs knows very well. George Glendon was another player to first arrive at Chester in 2019 and has been a key player ever since. Now the club captain in his third full season, Glenno committed his future until 2024 with the club on the same day McIntyre was announced as manager. Here's the skipper, looking forward to an exciting new dawn. Glenno, first chance we've had to speak since you committed your future to the football club, new two-year deal. Was it, in the end, an easy decision for you?
Yeah, it was. After speaking with Cal, you know, I had a very long chat with him and his plans for the club to go forward was exciting. So, you know, I just wanted to stay. I already said to him I felt like I had something to do here, to achieve here. So I'm hoping in the next 2 years we can do that.
It's fair to say that the theme at times has been the term unfinished business, something we've spoken about before in previous years. And while those previous years were COVID curtailed, it's fair to say that everyone was disappointed. How much does that give you in terms of to drive the likes of yourself, Deck, to drive the club forward and to make sure that it's a progressive and ultimately successful season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just said me and Deck there, we know how big the club is. And I think since we both joined the club, you know, we've enjoyed it massively. I just think last season was just one that, it was a stop and start season, to be honest with you. You know, we didn't get going at the start and there was injuries to many players in the squad. So it's just one of them seasons that hopefully we can put behind us and, you know, we can learn a lot of things from it and be leaders this season going into what I think is going to be a very exciting campaign.
You mentioned the word exciting. Obviously, it's an exciting time. It's a new beginning for the football club. There's a lot of new things going on and off the pitch. Callum, as the manager, who I'm sure you already would have some sort of relationship with his coaching that he did in your first season. What have the chats been like with him since he's been appointed manager?
He's just asked me a lot of things, really. Like you said, I knew him before he went to Runcorn himself. He was coaching while I first came here, so I already built a good relationship with him. I kept in contact with him while he was in Runcorn. So, you know, he's only young in the game himself, so he's, you know, he's asking me for advice, which is kind of nice, to be honest with you. But yeah, we've already got a great relationship, but I think we're just both excited to move forward, really. And, you know, like I said, put last season behind us, but learn from what was making us wrong and try and turn it around, really.
One of those new things at the start of this season, at the time of talking, I think we're less than a week away now, is moving away from evening trainings and going into mornings at a KGV facility. That must be, as a player, that must be exciting. How different will it be to adapt and how much are you looking forward to it?
I don't think for most of the squad it would be that much different to adapt, because I think we've all come from daytime training, you know, growing up and where we did our trades, you know, in academies and stuff. So I don't think it's going to be a difficult to change over. It's going to benefit a lot of us more. You know, nighttime training, sometimes you, for example, a Thursday, you might not know what you're doing until you get there. So you might not go for that extra run in the morning. And you could turn up on a Thursday and it might just be tactical, you know, ready for Saturday. So I think with daytime training, that's just one example of, you know, if Thursday wasn't hard, you can stay behind and do extra runs or extra finishing or anything like that. So I think that's what people are looking forward to more, that they can basically look after yourself a lot more with daytime training, because you have more of a schedule, I think.
Over the past couple of seasons, you've been the captain. We've talked about leading by example. Is that something that you want to continue doing this season?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm not a captain who's going to go around the team and scream and shout like the likes of, you know, last year Livesey and Grandy would. You know, I'm more of someone who go into someone's ear and just say whispers, not whisper, but, you know, say in their ear, like, oh, you need to do this better, or pick them up. You know, certain players are different. You know, certain players need to be told $1 million and some players need to be told to do it better. So you've just got to figure out who is who. But yeah, no, it's something that I really enjoy doing. You know, I'm glad that Carl's put that trust in me again. And, you know, I'm hoping, like I said right at the start, it's going to be a successful season.
In terms of the recruitment side, I'm sure there's still players that Carl will want to get in the building. In terms of the mix, not just of ages and experience, but also of last season's core to the new arrivals,
How pleased are you with sort of the blend that's going to be in the squad this season?
Yeah, no, the new lads who were signed, they all sound promising. You know, played against a few of them already, so we know what they're about. But yeah, I do think it was important that we kept a core of last season. You know, Daz from Christmas onwards was unbelievable, I thought, and it was important we tied him down. You know, and the likes of Deck and Kev, they're just great to have in the squad, and the great players. So, no, it's great to have that core of players, and to mix them in with the new signings. You know, it's going to be a good pre-season to get to know each other. But, you know, you've got the likes of Duds, who might feel like a new signing as well, because I think he's going to be one who's going to benefit loads off daytime training. So I think he's going to feel like a new, total new player to us.
We talked about on the field and how exciting it will be. Off the field, it's safe to say that the fans have backed that excitement as well, but they've shown how excited they are with the support. £75,000 boost the budget raised, trying to get it up to 85. And at the time of talking, approaching 1,000 season tickets sold, which is already up on sales last year. You must be really excited to get back in front of them at the start of a new season.
Yes, I mean, it's no surprise really with the fans that they back the club like that, because since I've joined the club, they've always done that every year. They've always hit the targets that, you know, the club set on that, if it's the booster budget or season tickets. So, you know, they're always backing the club as much as they can, which, you know, the players, we see that and we appreciate that load. So we've just got to repay them this season. But yeah, no, they're incredible the way they do it. But like the chats I've had with Cal, I think everyone's just got to be positive this season. You know, there might be at times where we need the fans to back us and sing and get us over that final line, which they have done many times. So I think if we'd also all stay positive as one, as a team, as a club, sorry, then yeah, I think it's going to be good.
Now we focus on two of the new faces down CH1. Winger Adam Thomas was Callum's first new recruit following his appointment, arriving on an initial one-year deal from Curzon Ashton. Thomas spoke briefly when he first put pen to paper with the club and spoke glowingly about his new team. So it was only right we asked him to say a few more nice things about the Blues on this episode of the Sales Podcast.
So Adam, I think it's the second time I've said welcome to you, but in a slightly more extended chat this time around. You must be really happy and very excited to be on board for this season.
Yeah, I'm buzzing. I mean, it doesn't seem like 5 minutes ago since we last met, and obviously pre-season's around the corner now next week. So looking like we've got a really good bunch of lads together. So I'm really looking forward to just meeting everyone and, you know, getting up at the new training ground, you know, getting together and, you know, working hard and planning for the season ahead.
You'll have had a chat now with the manager, a bit more of an extended chat with Callum. How have you found it speaking with him so far?
Great. So that's the first time I've met him. So I met up with him about a month or so ago, and I was there for a good few hours with him, and I got a really good feel for Cal. Seems a really down-to-earth guy. And that's, as a player, that's what you want. You want someone who's just going to be honest, who's going to enforce a philosophy. And looking at his sort of background and where he's been, you know, whether it be with Chester Academy, whether it be with Linnets, he's always had a good sort of record of developing players and developing a winning mentality with that team. I've heard a lot of good things about him, but obviously that was the first time I've met him. But yeah, sound guy, and I really got a good feel for him, and I can't wait to get going now.
You're one of the players, and there's a few obviously that the club have retained as well, that it's going to be a little bit different this season in terms of moving from evening training and going to mornings and at a brand new facility as well. But how much of a benefit is that for you as players to sort of, even just the times moving to mornings, it's not at the end of the day. How much do you think that will benefit your game?
It's massive, because for me, like, I've had the benefit of playing part-time, I've played hybrid, and I've played at full-time level within the past sort of 5 years or so, and you can definitely feel the difference as a player. Initially, when I'm training in the evening, most sort of non-league clubs, they train late, so whether that be sort of 7 till 9 or 8 till 10 o'clock, so you find yourself getting in late, and then you're up at the crack of dawn, and then you're back to work, and then it's just a continuous cycle. But the fact that we're actually training in the morning, it's something that I was looking to do. I wanted to get back into that sort of hybrid or full-time approach to sort of get the best out of myself as a player physically, whilst I'm still young. say that. Obviously, I'm 28 now, so I'm getting on a bit. But yeah, I've still got a good few years left in me. And I want to sort of see what the best I can get out of myself as well. And then obviously when I found out Chester were interested, and obviously they were going to sort of 3 days a week training, it was a no-brainer for me, because I want to be a part of that and sort of try and get the best out of myself, like I said.
Chester fans will know you well, particularly last season, I'm sure, a double against us here in the first home game of the season and the winner in that trophy game in November. You've been a thorn in the Chester side in recent years. Is that sort of the goal scoring aspect? Is that a big part of your game?
Yeah, and it's a part of my game that I'm keen to sort of develop more on. Last year, with the way we set up, especially when we played Chester, we were in a very sort of attacking team, and I sort of, whenever we were sort of going down that left hand side, I was looking to sort of cover around the back and be a threat within the box. Most of the goals that I do score are sort of in and around that box. So because of my aerial presence, I can have that impact in the box, and then I have a good eye for just maybe sort of sniffing where the ball's going to land. Obviously, as the season sort of went on and then sort of tailed towards the end, we sort of changed tactics a bit, so it wasn't as sort of influential as that. But with the way Callum sort of wanted to set up, I feel like we can sort of utilise that to good effect. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
For maybe the small amount of fans that might not have seen you, tell us a little bit more about you as a player and what we can expect to see from you.
So typically, I've always played like right wing. I can play numerous different positions. So throughout my time, especially at Stockport, I was playing right wing as a striker, as a right back, even on the left. But typically speaking, I'm a right winger. I'm very tall, slim lad, and I sort of get up and down the pitch quite well. I like to sort of get out my players 1v1. I like to deliver good balls from wide and sort of get myself in the box and sort of sniff a few goals. So all my game is sort of based on this sort of hard work, trying to get assists, trying to get goals, and trying to be as effective as I can for the team, really.
Back to training this Tuesday. As you say, it's come around so quickly. You must be really excited, though, at this time to get accustomed with the players in the squad. I'm sure there's some players that you'll know in there as well.
Yeah, so I know obviously Darren from my time at Stockport, and there's obviously a lot of young lads and new lads that have come in, as well as the sort of mix that have been kept, like Declan and Kev Roberts and George Glendon, and obviously towards the back end of the season, I got injured as well. So I picked up a knock sort of mid-January, and I played with a tear in my cartilage in my knee for about 3 months. I was planning on getting surgery in the off-season, but the knee just deteriorated really badly, so it forced my hand as if I sort of had to get the knee sorted, because it was becoming just severely unstable, and I wasn't able to play to any sort of level that I was capable of. So I've been out since about April now, so I've got a long time without football, so I'm just chomping at the bit now to get back fit and get going again.
You talked about Daz, yourself, National League North winners with Stockport. Is that the aim? Is that the ambition again, to try and do that again this season?
Yeah, I wouldn't be coming to the club if that weren't the ambition. The speaking with Cal as well, that is definitely the ambition of the club. It's the direction the club want to go in, and especially with going 3 days a week now in training, there's that intent. There's that sort of trying to attract a certain calibre of player, because you need to, because a lot of players who are part-time happy to just sort of train 2 days a week because they can earn a good living from that, and then obviously working. But then obviously you're trying to sift through the crowd to get the caliber of player that have got the intent and the ambition to want to sort of drive themselves forward and obviously drive the club forward, and that's what I'm here to do.
Badham, and we wrap up our 21st episode with a chat with our new centre forward, Cole Hall. The 23-year-old is another exciting new recruit for the club. He's currently in Bermuda on international duty. Unfortunately, the Seals podcast budget didn't quite stretch to afford a trip to visit him, so we had to settle for a Zoom call instead.
So, Cole, welcome to Chester Football Club. Talk me through your feelings having put pen to paper and have signed with the football club.
Thank you. I feel privileged to be given the opportunity to play for this club. You know, I'm looking forward to this new chapter. And to be honest, I just can't wait to get started.
Tell us a bit about your career to date, and obviously most recently your time at Altrincham. Tell me what that was like.
So I recently came to Manchester, I believe it was 2.5 to 3 years ago. And then I first went to Tremor. I was playing in the reserves for them. And then broken to like the first team, just training, really, just, you know, getting that experience. And then after that, I went on to branch to City of Liverpool. And then I had a short spell out there, but then Lee Fowler came about at Redcliffe. So I've been there ever since, really. And, you know, it's helped me a lot within my career so far. And I just could be so ever grateful for him, really. And recently, Altrincham, I'm just, you know, blessed to have the gaffer. You know, he believed in me, just giving me the opportunity to experience the National League level. And obviously, it didn't work out the way I wanted it to. And, you know, that's just football at the end of the day. But I'm looking forward to Chester FC, just looking forward to getting started, really, and just having a great season.
Tell me a bit about how the move came about. And obviously, you would have had some chats with the manager in Callum. What have they been like? What have you spoken about with him?
So basically, he just talked to me about, you know, his plans for the season. Like, you know, obviously, the morning sessions attracted me most. You know, everyone wants to train in the morning, so then they get the full day to themselves or whatever to do, you know, more training or whatever. But these conversations came about when I was training with my with Bermuda. So I got a text from him. You know, I was, you know, intrigued because I was like, I wasn't saying like, who's this? But I was, you know, oh, someone's messaged me. And then the opportunity came about, and then we organized a chat. So, you know, we spoke on the phone. And then ever since then, really, I'm just been intrigued to getting started.
Something you mentioned there, we're talking now, you're 4 hours behind us in Bermuda. You've been making international appearances this summer. It must be a proud moment for you every time you step out onto the field for Bermuda.
Of course, I feel privileged and honoured, you know, just being given that opportunity to play for my country, play for the badge. I made my debut last year against Suriname. And then during that tour, I happened to get my first goal against Cayman Islands. So, you know, it was just a surreal moment. And, you know, every time I put on the shirt, I'm just, you know, happy. You know, I just want to play and just impress and all my family back home, you know, they're all pleased and happy for me. So every time I get that moment, I'm just excited, you know, like a raging bull.
Well, for the supporters as well, a bit about you as a player, what you like and what we can expect to see from you.
You know, I'm eager to win. I'm determined to win trophies, you know. Goals and assists will come, and, you know, a little tricks here and there, little skills.
Pre-season's obviously not far away now. Back in on Tuesday, you must be just really excited now to get back in and meet your new teammates.
Yeah, so I've been doing loads of work. Obviously, I'm a trainer with my national team, but the tour's over now, so I've been in the gym every day, you know, trying to keep fit, you know, hitting the field, doing ball work, you know, a lot of fitness, because I know that's going to be coming soon next week. So, you know, obviously, I can't wait to meet all the guys running next week. So I'm just intrigued to have a good time in preseason, if I'm more.
Obviously, I asked earlier about your chats with Callum. Obviously, part of that would have been your ambitions for the season. What's he said to you? And also, personally, what are your goals for yourself this season as well?
Just get loads of goals and assists. You know, obviously, help the team as much as I can to finish high up the table. And obviously, his goals, you know, he's a manager. He shows belief in me. So I'm intrigued to work with him and just, you know, try to get him to get the best out of me, if that makes sense, as a player. Because obviously, from the chats on the phone, he seems like a great guy. And I just can't wait to get running with him.
So that wraps us up for June. Thanks to all my guests who have been fascinating to speak to about what is going to be an exciting new era at the club. I'm Albert Davis, and once again, it has been an absolute pleasure. See you next month in pre-season. Bye for now.